This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program where you are invited, as always, to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Derek J.
Steven Zeiler.
We've been talking about the latest major corporate hack that a female hacker apparently bragged about in at least a chat room somewhere, and maybe even on Twitter, apparently, because I guess she didn't get the recognition she was looking for. Well, now she's got it, complete with an FBI raid of her residence. And she committed this hack a few months back against Capital One, and revealing customer data for over 100 million people. Now, Capital One is claiming that didn't include credit card numbers. But mysteriously, I had my credit card number pop up with some unauthorized use just within the last few days. Could have been a coincidence. Could have been that it got stolen in Vegas or whatever. But
it's likely they still don't even have proof that they were hacked, other than that she had
that she provided to them.
Yeah. So how are they going to?
They said that they went back and looked at the logs and they saw that that it happened, that when it was accessed and what. Well, that's how they can claim that what was accessed.
This goes to show that whenever someone talks about the cloud, cloud computers, it really just means someone else's computer. So she was a sysadmin of someone else's computer.
And she worked for Amazon, by the way. She worked
in the past.
So it was the Amazon hosting service that she had worked for 3 years prior. That obviously gave her an inside scoop of how to perhaps break into the system. And as you pointed out, Derek J., in a lot of cases when not just hacks happen, but just theft from any business, in a lot of cases, you got to look at your employees.
Josh, I don't think except for movies I've ever seen a case where it's not an inside job. Every time. It's
except for movies?
Yeah, in movies, it's like, oh, you've got hackers who are from outside who are like going and investigating.
Like the Sony hack from a few years ago, that one?
I don't know.
Well, speaking of...
It's always someone from the inside. Anytime anyone's like, oh, we were hacked, it's like, oh, you mean one of your old employees got mad and they like went into your system?
Apparently, WhatsApp was hacked.
What?
By some Israeli hackers last year, and it's not like generically hacked where everyone can get it, but they managed to get into WhatsApp by exploiting the phone itself. So they hacked the phone and managed to get into people's WhatsApp.
And that's supposedly
purportedly encrypted.
Yeah, well,
right?
and this week
just to interrupt you, don't trust Facebook when they tell you something's encrypted. WhatsApp's owned by Facebook.
Right, so. WhatsApp is owned by Facebook, so it's hard to trust them. But this week, there was this conference in London called the Five Eyes Conference, and it's for English...
big governments, right?
Big governments. It's basically the spy agencies of big government.
France, United States.
The five largest English-speaking nations.
Oh, really? Okay, only English.
That's what this one was.
Okay.
And they were saying that Facebook can and must put a backdoor in WhatsApp. They can and must, and they just must. And they haven't yet, and they're pushing back.
I thought that was the U.S. Attorney General who was...
That was the U.S. Attorney General.
Okay.
But this was right after the Five Eyes conference, according to this article that I have on Ars Technica. The Attorney General has been trying to get them to implement encryption backdoors, what they call a ghost protocol, basically, where any cop can, or cops can just listen into any conversation.
Wow.
And that's what they want, but they're not getting it, and they're really frustrated about it.
Thank goodness. I'm so glad that Apple and Google, and even in this case Facebook, are pushing back against these governments demanding this stuff, because as soon as they break their their system for these governments, it's over. I mean, you have no privacy using these systems. And that's not to say that privacy wouldn't be available. You would just have to take some other privacy software and utilize that, some kind of independent thing like, Veracrypt, I think, is one of the encrypting device.
I think the only reason why we're all not using something more open like Veracrypt or whatnot is because WhatsApp is actually encrypted and secure.
Well, I don't use WhatsApp.
Executives at this company want to be private too. Like they want private. They want to build privacy for themselves, and it's pretty good.
Plus they're acknowledging, you know, by pushing back against these governments to some extent, that's them acknowledging that this is important to our customers. Like we think that our customers would abandon us if we went ahead and just folded and put a back door in. So I mean, that's sort of this. That's what the unspoken statement is here by them defending privacy. Is they're saying this? We think the market wants this, and I think that's good.
Well, they at least have to put up the image that they aren't going to put a backdoor in.
They're right.
Be like, no, our customers don't want that, but then they could still do it.
They could still do it, which is why I wouldn't trust them.
Yeah. Well, unless it's open source and people can verify it for
themselves. And it ain't going to be, right?
But
WhatsApp isn't open source.
I think Signal is, though.
Signal, I believe, is open source. Yeah.
Which is an alternative messaging app.
Recommended by Edward Snowden, by the way.
I use Signal all the time, too. The so-called attorney general said the existence of encryption means converting the internet and communications into a law-free zone.
Woo-hoo!
Likening it
to
a neighborhood that local cops have abandoned.
Oh, are you scared yet?
Yes, but lots of victims, he says. Lots of children who are being victimized by not.
Oh, see, that's why we need the government to get into everybody's everything, because the children. I've changed my mind.
He claims that the tech companies maintain a dogmatic and absolutist position on encryption.
This is what I like to hear.
Wow, I should hope so. I mean, why would they want an exception? They're like, oh, we want this to be totally secure so that you've got privacy, but we'll make this exception for this one group of people who's never been known to abuse their power or anything. Like, governments are always well within their restrictions.
Well, but don't forget, even with the best encryption, even with the best ironclad security that you possibly have, there's always the human element of failure. Failure of, let's say, not putting a password on your device or leaving the device unlocked accidentally and then accidentally leaving it on the back of a toilet seat while you're in an airport and somebody else comes in and grabs it.
Or even with those things, if your phone or other devices are confiscated and you don't have like the auto delete feature going, like a lot of these encrypted
expiring
chats,
messages.
Yeah, the chat apps, they'll let you set a timer so that your messages explode.
Well, because sometimes I want to go back and search.
Or even worse, but people probably don't realize, but like every time you give permission to an app to like share photos or anything, it grants that app access to every photo on your entire
device.
System.
Yeah.
So if you have any photos you don't want to be shared, like say you're just like, oh, I want this app that allows me to add some text onto my picture so I can share it. Well, now you're getting all your nude pics and your pics of cocaine.
All the locker room pics you took.
All that stuff. Right. You know, like that app can now just suck out all the pictures from your phone.
Yeah. People make mistakes, but beyond the mistakes that the individual makes, so again, you know, you probably shouldn't have super secret stuff on your phone in general, but beyond the mistakes the individual makes, also, when you cross the border, the international U.S. border at airports or other ground-based ports of entry, the government goons there can just demand that you unlock your device. And if you can refuse, but say goodbye to your fancy iPhone because they're going to confiscate it. You got a $1,000 laptop? Would that hurt to lose the $1,000 laptop? Well, you either let them in or they take it. And then good luck getting that back. And luckily, the Electronic Frontier Foundation is fighting this in court right now, as I understand it. They've got like a class action suit with a dozen different plaintiffs essentially going after this particular policy. But for now, it's still in place. And I've had it happen to me where they searched my devices coming back.
Did they just take it or you just opened it for them?
I let them in because I knew it was possible. So I specifically sanitize my devices to, I went over and I put like a different hard drive before I left to Mexico. I put a clean hard drive with just like a few web browsers on it, basically, just a bare bones kind of Linux install. So that way there was really nothing there for them to find. Right. And that way I got to keep my device, because otherwise you're going to lose it.
Right.
So you got to keep that stuff in mind, even with all the great security measures that we have, as the sort of the human and the coercive elements that are out there. 855-450-FREE, that's our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Steven's got himself an electric car. We'll talk about that experience on the way. Free talk.
Oh, and buy Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communication between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. Godark bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit godarkbags.com/FTL. That's godarkbags.com/FTL.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And you can bring up anything. That's the point of the show. We've got more to talk about with this electric car, the adventures of owning a Tesla. That is what Stephen has actually parked out front of our studio right here. And we think it may have actually flipped the breaker on us. We have to check that during the next break. But let's go to your phone calls and thoughts first, where Dave is on the line in Colorado. And I suspect this is Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Hello, Dave.
You're stuck with me.
Well, welcome back. It's always nice to have you. Go ahead.
Well, there's this lady in Nashua, New Hampshire, which is, you know, right on the border with Massachusetts. It's one of the bigger towns in New Hampshire. And she seems to be turning into something of a civic ninja. She filed a formal complaint with the New Hampshire Department of Revenue Administration, claiming misconduct by the Nashua Assessing Department. But it's a property tax dispute, right?
Okay.
And she's also claiming that they're doing favoritism with property tax valuations and so forth.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Right. It's such a subjective thing. It's difficult to do it fairly, even if you try. But what she's done that's a little unusual is that she hired a private investigator, I guess, to surveil the government of Nashua. So,
right. Yes, that's the way.
Wow. And what did he uncover?
They deserve it.
He's alleging that their assessor was napping on the job and, you know, wandering around aimlessly.
Character assassination.
She's apparently spent $12,000. Like, you do not mess with this lady. I guess she looks middle aged. She apparently lived in Nashville for 6 years. And so this is all the union leader. And of course, that's the other thing she's gotten right, is getting almost completely positive publicity so far, right? And the city's on the defensive and everything. Oh, there's two sides to the story. You haven't heard our side yet. You know?
He needed a nap. He was really tired. And you don't want somebody tired on the roads.
Well, that's my favorite kind of government worker.
I agree. It's not necessarily a bad thing, especially cops need to do it more often.
Mm-hmm. So now she's taking her case to the New Hampshire Board of Tax and Land Appeals.
Dave, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Can you back off your phone by like an inch? It's just really, there's something, it's a little distorty, I guess, and you know, maybe pulling away from the mic a little bit might help.
All right. So she's taking her case to the New Hampshire Board of Tax and Land Appeals. They'll be investigating these allegations of iniquity.
Oh, I'm sure they'll investigate it really heavy and hard.
But you know what's interesting, though, is it, to me, it does remind me, like, to see the government running scared, it's actually kind of endearing, because if you think about it, there was a guy, you know, this is the state and local government seem to not be acting too fascistically toward this lady yet.
Did you say they're not acting too fascistically? I just want to make sure I understood you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not so far. When you compare to what happened in 2007, when the Fed in New Hampshire were faced with a similar situation, they had this guy named Bob Wolf who was kind of surveilling the Feds or counter-surveilling them.
Really?
I think it was Bob Wolf. It was one of the Ed Brown supporters.
Interesting.
When someone tried to watch the government that was the federal government, well, then they just took them out of the picture, right? Now, that guy was arrested and sentenced and you got years in jail, and some people are still in jail over that. So it's nice to see how the state government, at least, and the local government in Nashua, they're both, at least they're not, you know, destroying their opposition. At least they're
true. I mean, they're not as impenetrable. They don't have unlimited funds. I mean, they've got a lot of money because they can steal it from the taxpayers, but they don't have the ability to just print it out like the federal government does. So to some extent, they're limited in the amount of violations that they can commit against people. They only have so many employees, and those employees only have so much time, you know, in their day, so they can only target so many people, and they don't have an unlimited budget to just keep on hiring, you know, new attorneys or new police. So that does help. It does keep them a little bit more accountable. Plus, you know, with your city councilors and such, you know where they live. Now, I'm not suggesting that, you know, violence is a solution. That's not what I'm saying there. It's just the fact that you can go to their house and, like, protest outside or bring some, you know, letter-writing campaign to bear on them or whatever. These are things that you can do to local politicians and local bureaucrats that are not possible at the federal level.
You can laugh at their silly slippers when they go get their newspaper.
Indeed. Dave, anything else you want to share about the story?
That is all.
Thanks for the call. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com.
Speaking of stealing people's money, I read recently that the Canadian money stealers, they decided they wanted to steal more of rich people's money.
Oh, shocking.
And it actually ended up that they got less money because they wanted a higher percent. So they raised the corporate tax rate for the richest corporations.
Yeah.
And it hurt those companies so bad that they got less tax revenue.
Or did they just leave? Because in a lot of cases, corporations will, if they're too highly taxed, start looking very seriously at other jurisdictions. Well, like, we can put our offices wherever we want. I mean, you remember the Burger King story when they left? They took their headquarters out of the United States and moved to Canada
in that case
because the taxes on them would have been lower, and it made it to where whatever the expense is of taking your corporate offices, because there's some expense, right? Like, you're going to move your corporate offices from Sunnyvale, California to Vancouver or wherever it was. That's not going to be a cheap operation, but they looked at it and they said, well, we'll actually save money in the long run if we do this, and they did.
Eventually, all corporate profits will be denominated in some jurisdiction where there's no corporate tax, and then people will just have to pay, like, Social Security tax and stuff like that on their employees, but no profits.
So let's talk about this Tesla here, the travails, the difficulties, the challenges, the good things, I guess, about owning one of these cars. You wanted to talk about this tonight.
Well, I'll talk about the dream, first of all. Soon, your car will drive you around.
Yeah.
And you won't have to drive. And this is happening to people in different places who have the special version of the Tesla.
The autopilot feature?
Autopilot, yeah. And there's varying degrees of advanced autopilot. Sometimes it can just keep you in the lane. Sometimes it will drive you down the highway.
Mark has the lane thing.
It will let you exit, and it will take you home and stuff.
The lane thing exists with other brands because Mark's got a Honda Civic, and it's got that lane.
That's right. But the idea is that this is eventually going to drive the whole way all by itself. Basically, no need for a steering wheel or anything like that.
Well, I mean, that's where a lot of this is going. It's not just Tesla. I mean, there's a bunch of companies that are researching.
Yeah, but Tesla is definitely the leader, from what I can tell. And so I want that really bad, you know, but I can't afford that yet.
Okay.
So all new Teslas this year, I believe, going forward, will eventually be activated with robot driving, where it just drives you. You don't have to drive anymore. And so that'd be great. But the new models are 4 times more than the one that I got.
I
got a used one. So I'm it's a stepping stone to getting to the self-driving. That's what I really want. But this is electric. It's all electric.
I mean, we got to be within 10 years of that being a real thing, right? Like 5, 10 years max, we're going to see fully self-driving
Definitely
cars.
Definitely less than 10 years.
Yeah.
Probably less than 5 years. You can't go to a gas station with this thing, though.
That's one of the big challenges. We'll get into that, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I guess there are a few gas stations that you can go to, but very, very select.
There's no gas. It doesn't take gas.
Right. There's more on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. On Tuesday, President Trump was in Jamestown, Virginia, at the commemoration of the 400th anniversary of the oldest known representative body in what was then called the New World.
It's a tremendous honor to stand on these historic grounds as the first president to address a joint session of the oldest lawmaking body in all of the Western Hemisphere.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is again defending his decision to block election security bills in the Senate.
There's total agreement that the Russians were trying to impact the 2016 election. There's also almost total agreement that in 2018 they failed totally.
Last week, the Kentucky Republican blocked two bills that would have given more money for election security to states. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited here if you want to join us. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you if you want to join us, talk about whatever's on your mind, over at discord.lrn.fm. Free Talk Live is brought to you by local.bitcoin.com. You can buy and sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods. Like bank deposits, remittances, or just meeting in person with cash. You can also use some higher risk methods like PayPal or Venmo, where the risk is, of course, if you're selling, somebody might claim that they didn't buy that thing and then have PayPal or whatever undo the transaction. So you got to understand.
Or shut down your account.
Or they'll completely close your account. So there are some risks involved in using some of the methods, but that's up to you to decide what you want to do over at local.bitcoin.com. Also, very important to know about local.bitcoin.com is there's no ID requirements. You don't have to tell the site who you are when you sign up, unlike many of their competitors where you have to show identification and take a picture. And it's not like that with local.bitcoin.com, and that's because they don't actually have custody of your funds. You have custody of your funds, and so since they're not holding on to it, they don't think they have to jump through any of those government hoops, which I think is wonderful. And plus, your conversations between buyer and sellers are encrypted on local.bitcoin.com. So head on over there and get started buying and selling Bitcoin Cash.
That's wonderful. Hey, you know, we were talking about an Edge wallet earlier today, and I was playing around with it as I often use that wallet. And I selected the Bitcoin Cash, and notice there's a new button that says that it can split out your BSV.
Yes.
So you can actually, if you've been using this wallet for a little while and you have some Bitcoin Cash in there, yeah, I split some out, and hey, there was some for me. Yeah,
super
it was
easy.
Press a button.
Yeah, they're cool about that with Edge Wallet. So check it out at local.bitcoin.com. So we were talking about your Tesla that you picked up used, Stephen. What model year do you recall?
2013 Tesla Model S.
That's like, is that like the first generation?
It seems pretty early, probably.
Yeah, it looks great.
The guy who sold it to me is texting me now.
Oh, okay.
So I tried to charge it up today. There's a supercharger in a town that's about 15 minutes away from my house.
And so there's like a map of where all these things are. So there's a map, and
there's different companies and different providers that provide electric charging. And it costs differently at different places. It charges with a different speed at certain ones. And sometimes like the Tesla one, it charges really fast, so like in an hour or 90 minutes, it will charge your whole battery really
fast. That's amazing.
So,
and what is it, I mean, if you don't mind, what does it cost to have a full charge?
Free for life.
Oh, at the Tesla specified.
At the Tesla charger, I believe.
I see.
But if you got your car before sometime, it's free forever.
So they must have a contract with some of these locations to where they're just paying.
Their Tesla location.
Oh, the actual, okay, because there's a, I know that like in the Hooksett area of New Hampshire, which is a fairly heavily traveled I think it's on like I-93 or whatever, there's a gas station that has the Tesla branded charging stations. I wonder if those are also free because they're not actually at a dealership.
If it's a Tesla brand, no, this is, I've never seen it at a dealership.
So where
they don't have that. Like they don't have dealerships around, but they're just in places. Like
I see.
They're in shopping centers and stuff. So I think that that Tesla works with shopping centers to put these in because it draws you in. And you have to park there for an hour.
And you get
to go to Applebee's.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And so those are really nice. They're fast. It's 15, 20 minutes away from my house. There's one in Portsmouth, or there's some in hotel parking garages.
But then you got to, like, pay the valet. He parks your car. Then you go and plug it in.
This one takes 8 hours.
Woo.
So it'll charge all day, and it costs more money.
Yeah.
More than free. And so today I was rushing to get here, and I thought I had the right charge, but apparently not enough to make it all the way to Keene. And
so you're stranded.
I'm going to have to tow this car. I'm going to call AAA.
Okay.
Well, we tried plugging it in outside, and then I don't know how long it was before
it's charging now again.
Right, but at some point, we don't know when, it just stopped charging, and I'm like, oh, crap, did the breaker get flipped? No, it didn't. Went outside, and I plugged it into, just because it was closer, I have a power strip on the porch where there's, you know, cell phone chargers plugged in so people can sit on the couch and charge their phone if they need to. And I just plugged it into the power strip. I think that power strip is dead, so it somehow killed the power strip.
Well,
so
there's a lot of juice going through that thing.
You have to plug it directly into the wall outlet.
Right, and now it's charging at 2 miles per hour. Okay, so that means if we charge for a whole hour, we can drive for 2 miles.
You can
get a special.
This is the slowpoke charger because it's just using like a normal 120 volt.
The same outlet you charge your phone with.
Yeah, you can get. It also plugs into like an outlet that your dryer would, a 220 volt.
A 220, okay.
Yeah, and so that will be a lot faster apparently. And
but you need a really long cord to get down to the basement.
Yeah,
so that's not going to work.
It's interesting because there's these different companies that provide charging, and there's different electric vehicles from different manufacturers, and they don't.
There's no standard.
No.
So awful because, like, with credit cards and other things that just standards emerge, but that hasn't happened yet with electric cars. They aren't like, okay, we're all going to do a circle with a couple dots.
That's
like,
what USB did, right? So USB is a standard that a bunch of companies got together, and they have this consortium where they agreed on the, you know, specifications of the USB port. That's why all computers have them.
Well, that USB-C rocks.
It isn't clear that, like, one is better than the other, and so it's like a competitive advantage to have the best one, so they're always trying to develop the better one.
Sure.
And the Tesla one appears to be the best. I wonder if they got some sort of patent that keeps other people out, like, because that would be annoying.
Yeah, I would believe it was just like, okay, so General Motors makes electric vehicles. Well, they're just dumb. Like, they're just bad at making cars, right?
More likely.
That's why they had to get bailed out.
Other manufacturers, too, but yeah, patent, probably. Though, actually, Elon Musk released all of his patents to the public domain.
Really?
That was nice.
Yeah.
Good idea.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he's pretty great. And maybe he's had more patents since then, but they released this huge amount of patents around electric vehicles for everyone to have.
Wow, kudos to him for that. That's shocking.
I mean, he should, because he borrowed huge amounts of money from the Fed, from the government, to make this company.
The libertarian Elon Musk, right?
Hey, he got a loan. I don't know. He has to pay it back, you know, which I think they did, and now they're very profitable.
Huh. Are they profitable at Tesla? That's good to know.
They're cranking out more cars. So, but the really exciting thing is when the all self-driving happens, they were saying recently the value of Tesla is, like, right now a new Tesla costs $100,000, but once it's fully self-driving, it's going to be like...
It's going to cost less.
It's going to cost way more.
More?
Yeah.
Why more?
Because the value is way higher. Okay, so once you have a car that can just drive...
Yeah, the competition's going to drive price down, because they're not going to be the only
market. No. There's already way more demand for electric vehicles than anyone can sustain. And once they have fully autonomous cars, there's going to be such huge demand, they're going to crank it up. Because now taxi companies, actually with Tesla's plan, is they're going to run their own autonomous Uber.
Oh, they're going to compete with Uber.
They're not going to sell you the cars, because they're going to make them and keep them themselves.
And just drive them around.
It would be so much more profitable to run them as taxis.
Now it becomes this dividend-generating thing.
Yeah, it would be more profitable to run them as taxis than it would be to sell it one time to a person and then promise them, you know, lifetime charges and all this other stuff that they're doing right now, right?
Right. And so... they'll sell a lot to taxi companies and to other kind of other companies that want to buy fleets of Teslas to have them just go around. Now,
that makes a lot of sense. It's almost like they're getting other people who want these self-driving cars to fundraise for their taxi fleet in the future. They're like, here, you know, you get roadside assistance with Tesla. It comes with it, so you don't like really need AAA.
There's a strong argument to non-car ownership, right? Like if taxis are affordable... And, of course, the more of them there are, in theory, the more affordable they should be. And if they don't have a driver, they can drop their price dramatically. Because if you take an Uber, as somebody who has done some Uber driving in the past, you get 80, then they dropped it, 75% of the revenue from the ride goes to the driver. Well, that, you know, they can just knock 75% right off the price of an Uber once they can go to an all-automated system. At least.
Right.
At least. And, of course...
And then Uber people are begging for benefits and like, oh, treat us like employees. So
they
want
to get rid of them.
Themselves in the foot.
Right. They want to get rid of those people. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And then you don't have to have as large of a support department to deal with all the customer service issues. More coming up.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guarantee. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open for you, and you can join them. And then you can join us on the air and sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with me, Ian.
Derek J.
And Steven.
So you can bring up anything that you want still to come here. Controversy over a pop star Katy Perry. And Derek J., you've got that story. That's on the way.
Yeah.
Tonight, there's been some intellectual property court case that we can talk about. But also, I want to make sure you know about my Magic Mud. It is an amazing product. It's black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. And it is clinically proven to whiten teeth. Mark, who's one of our normal co-hosts here, he's like a pot-a-day coffee drinker.
Whole pot?
Yeah.
That's like Stephen E. drinking about a pot.
Well, anyway,
I moved to espresso, though.
He swears by my Magic Mud, and you can go and try it out for yourself with 20% off using code FTL20 at mymagicmud.com. Now, they've really taken off over the last several years. They've gotten into major health food stores like Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, and even Walmart's Natural Beauty aisle. So they've had amazing success for a liberty-friendly business that I can remember in the early days. They were at the Porcupine Freedom Festival selling this stuff, and they were making it in their home. They've now got a bunch of employees and a warehouse and manufacturing facility, and you can go and, as I said, get 20% off over at MyMagicMud.com by using code FTL20. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. So more just kind of general discussion about the future of cars. You guys have a Tesla. You told me just off the air that you got it just about a month ago, this 2013 model Tesla, one of the earlier ones. And we're discussing, like, you know, the challenges of having to figure out where to go. You can't just go to any gas station. There's specific charging locations at different places.
Well, we can talk more about the charging.
It's annoying, too, because, like, you know, would you buy a cell phone from 2013? You know that battery's not going to last. So thinking about a car, and it says, oh, you've got 240 miles. Well, cars' energy doesn't measure in miles. It measures in, you know, like, I don't know.
Milliamp hours.
Something. Yeah, so if you're accelerating a lot, or if you're driving on the highway,
it'll
or if you're doing a lot of stop and go, or whatever, like, you can't trust that you've actually got 240 miles no matter what.
So figure 200.
I think it's been calculating the miles from my, like, driving around town habits. Because I think it calculates, like, what do you normally get?
We don't know how it's going to calculate, right? And you could go 5 miles per hour under the speed limit, and I've noticed I can add a little bit of time to the counter. And so this thing is pretty annoying, I got to say, for driving.
Well, you're an early adopter. I mean,
I don't mind. I keep my car with gas full. If it goes to half the tank, I go to the gas station and fill up.
It's never going to half the tank, Derek.
I'm the kind of person who's always got to have it full.
I've got a quarter tank rule. I won't go below a quarter tank.
It's stupid. But so, like,
well, I let it go all the way.
You're one of those guys.
Well, okay. And now we got to tow it. And that's what happens.
Driving on empty, trying to find a gas station.
And it seemed like we were going to be able to get there and back. But apparently not. Yeah, no. And I was trying to get here quickly, which I think was definitely adversely impacted the battery. Should have kept it slower.
And I don't think these batteries are cheap to replace either, right? Like, these
I don't think it's worth it to replace.
Expensive.
I mean, would you replace a battery in your phone?
Well, maybe. Old phones, you could do that.
Right.
So they've talked a little bit about, in these electric cars, having this service where you would go to a gas station, they'd swap out one battery for another, and then, like, you'd just be on your way. You could just, like, you would swap a battery on your phone.
These are big batteries, though, right? Like, this isn't an easy job.
They're huge, but you could build them such that they just, like, slide in, slide out, and then you're on your way.
You brought up an interesting concept about what, questioning whether it's even worth it to own a car. Then I would go I would go further and say it's unlikely that it's useful to own anything at all unless it's an income producing asset.
What you really want is transportation. That's the service that you're trying to buy with a car. You're like, okay, well, I need to get somewhere, so I got to have this car. But for most people, it's not worth it for them to even have a car.
If you're in an urban environment, it's definitely not worth it in like almost every case, right? Like, if you're in New York City, you got to pay to park that damn thing everywhere.
Even if you don't, I mean, it's a huge liability that you're opening yourself up to involvement with the state. In most cases, you're never going to run into any state agents unless you're on the road. Then you're really going to get involved with state agents, and they're not the friendly kind that you want to be dealing with, like, bureaucrats.
Well, and you also have to tell them where you live and all this stuff.
And then you got to pass this kind of driver's license test, and you got to put all kinds of information into that system, and then
without a driver's license, a lot of people are still going to want to have a state ID because, you know, if you want to buy alcohol, for instance, or cigarettes or something like that.
Believe it or not, the Tesla out here works without a driver's license. Hey, you just get the key and you go.
Well, and if it's all automated in the future, then you certainly won't need a driver's license because you'll just be able to have these cars take you to wherever you want. And one of the real benefits...
Some states are going to require you to have an autonomous car license.
Probably. One of the real benefits is that if a company owns the car, then they're going to put it on a very strict maintenance program, whereas a lot of people are going to delay maintenance because they can't afford it or whatever. They just don't feel like they can afford to go and have this thing replaced. And then, of course, the car breaks down on the middle of nowhere or on the highway or somewhere dangerous like that.
Or they're like my dad he always fixes his own cars. And he spends hours and hours and, like, yes, he's an engineer and he's good at it and he likes fixing it, but, like, it's better to specialize in one thing that you're really good at. You know, you don't need to.
Well, the car guys love that stuff. I mean, the car guys love fixing their own cars. I hate it. I want nothing to do with it. I'd rather pay somebody to do that kind of work. But if you don't own the car in the first place, you don't have to deal with any of that. You know that the car that's coming to you, you know, if it's Uber or if it's Tesla or whoever it is that's running this automated car service that's just, you know, taxiing people around town, it's in their interest to make sure they get the oil changes and they get the, you know, the maintenance done when they need to get it done, because they don't want to break down in the middle of the ride, right?
Wouldn't that be so cool? Like, instead of when you get into a taxi, you see a picture of the taxi driver and, oh, he was licensed by the state of New York or whatever. Instead of that, I would love to see a third-party independent audit that says, like, oh, Meineke checked these brakes yesterday.
Right.
And, like, oh, we checked the oil 2 weeks ago, and it was at this level, and here you
like
can
when you go into the bathroom and they've got the little checklist on the bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, I would like some third-party verification. This isn't just Tesla's word we're going off of.
Sure.
You know, this is the local guy that in your town who checked off on this.
But well, it's in their interest to keep it tip-top shape. And that's good.
Right.
My future car wants, it already told me, it wants to have its own Bitcoin account.
You're having conversation with your future car.
Yeah. And so it's like I'll just offer rides to people, and they'll send me Bitcoin directly, mm-hmm. and then I'll go and I'll use it to charge myself up.
So you're saying the car could just go, you could own the car, and you could have it go and give people rides without you having to be involved? Is that what you're saying?
You could own a fleet of autonomous cars mm-hmm. that are paid in Bitcoin.
I really just want one for myself because I don't want to have to wait for someone else to come pick me up.
Sure. There is the independence of having your own car, and there will still be people who are drawn towards that. It's nice to be able to just get in and go.
If there were quality standards, that, like if there were actually always good, clean, comfortable cars mm-hmm. on Uber, then I would use it every time, no matter what.
You get into some people's Ubers, and there's like dog hair and stuff, or
like,
a cigarette
I waited
10 smell.
Minutes for this. Like, oh.
Yeah.
Well, and right, and the availability is also another question. So if you're in an environment in which you can call, hail this new Tesla, auto Tesla thing, or an auto Uber, and there's one within a minute away from everywhere you are, like no matter what, there's always, like, we've got a 1 minute guarantee. We're in every place you want to be right when you want us. That way you're not waiting 5 minutes or six, because usually it's like, you know, 4 to 6 minutes, kind of like seems like the typical Uber wait time, which is, of course, way better than a taxi company.
I mean,
a taxi, you'll be waiting a half hour, 2 hours, you know, you never know. It depends on their system and what the demand is. But
you could also do away with surge pricing, probably, because if they're all autonomous vehicles, hey, pull some from the rural area, bring it over to the urban center during mm-hmm. these certain periods, and they'll know what periods are the peak hours. So
right.
It's not like you have to tear people away from their fun Friday night. These autonomous vehicles are just going to be like, all right, I'll go where I'm needed.
Yeah, exactly.
It will be way more efficient. Well, speaking of the charging, there is apparently a charger here in Keene. That was put in, it looks like, by
the government,
the city of Keene.
Yeah, I think so.
It's in their parking lot. City of Keene Corporation, yeah. Right? So they've got a bunch of assets and stuff. They put this in their parking lot. It doesn't work with my car. I have all these adapters and stuff, and like they just don't fit in. Like, I try to jam it in, and the prongs didn't line up.
Bad plan.
And I wonder what car this is for. Like, because
there's not a list on there.
Have the adapters for the normal.
Whoever put it in,
ones.
It works with their car.
Right. Oh,
wow. All right, more on the way here. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. We'll get into Katy Perry. Plus, if you want to comment on the future of automotive transportation.
It works with mail trucks.
You're welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and also join us on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. We got more coming up in Hour 3 of Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.